Friday's Roundup.
Brought to you by
Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, and Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Join Hank and Phil for Friday laughter bigger than a raccoon in a snack aisle.
And twice as unpredictable.
We've got Cooking with Hank, where recipes are more of a suggestion, and the smoke alarm is basically a sous chef.
And medium heat?
That's just a bad choice. And don't miss the word of the day.
Great. Googly moogly.
Freshly invented on the spot by Hank with zero approval process.
But he has 100% confidence.
Wrap up your week with chaos.
Chuckles.
And just enough nonsense to make Monday nervous.
That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Happy 4th of July weekend, Hank.
Happy 4th of July weekend to you and everybody. How are you doing?
Doing real well.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I didn't bring my snorkel in, which I went on Bowman Drive and should have.
It did rain.
Boy, it did not.
Yeah, all of a sudden. Yeah, people were kind of questioning how much rain, because there were some areas that didn't get very much.
I know.
Yeah. From here going north and just not too far away, they had up to 6 inches.
At Viroqua?
Yeah. Well, they had it. I'm guessing they had more, because they had 6 inches as of 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yeah, it was not pretty that way, but I ain't chasing the rain away. Just don't like the floods. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it averages out.
100%.
Sure, we'll have some dry weeks, too.
Without question. You know what? Anytime you can get rain in July is probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't farm, so I know it could have saved some for every Sunday night. See, if it could rain every Sunday night, a soft rain, about a half inch to an inch every Sunday night, Monday's all clear, we're good to go.
Put that on the schedule.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Right now is if the heat builds in, which it has, you know, and the corn's really going to grow well.
Oh, it will.
In July.
But if the heat builds in today, it could really, really bring up some other thunderstorms, mm-hmm. So some nasty ones. So we hope not, but.
Yep, stay tuned.
Any big plans for the weekend?
Not really. It's going to be kind of calm, cool, and collective. I'm going to be, of course, here tomorrow night, sweating to the oldies, mm-hmm. Doing some pyrotechnics on the air a little bit.
And then, good luck with that.
And then Sunday, we'll be in Cazenovia for local baseball.
That's on the new Cads Radio Network.
Yeah,
That's we'll kind of cool.
Yeah.
And Kaz at Dodgeville was canceled last night. I don't know why, but it was.
Yeah, I can't figure it out.
I can't say canceled. It was postponed. So Jeff told me it was postponed. So anyway. And then tomorrow, aren't you and I doing something?
We're supposed to go to the Lone Rock Parade tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
We're going to have to take our rain jacket.
Maybe. Maybe we just walk through it in like a big old yellow taxi or something, you know?
With a bar of soap?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe.
Take a shower? We'll see.
We'll see.
Oh, I think it'll probably hold off. It sounds like maybe kind of off and on, maybe more tomorrow afternoon.
Right. I just hope everybody gets their fireworks shot off.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
don't want the matches to get wet.
Grandchildren coming over?
Not this weekend. They were all here last weekend.
Okay. All right. Did you have any fireworks or snakes?
No.
Sparklers?
Nope. Nothing like that.
I mean, I was talking about for you. Did June buy
them? No, she wouldn't let me have them.
Really?
No.
So it hadn't been a good week for you at all.
Right,
then,
right.
You poor thing.
I mentioned in my blog this week, though, how, you know, they always talk about safety, which is that's important. But back in the day, I remember people encouraging me, I think even some of the adults.
Do it.
Yeah, well, when the sparkler gets almost done, throw it up in the air. And that's what they used to, do it up there. Because then you'd see this go up and come down. Well, that was really smart until I was running around in bare feet.
That's right.
And stepped on one. Mm-hmm. Hard lesson learned.
Yes. I remember. Now, we lived on the border of Arkansas and Missouri.
Missouri.
And... Missouri fireworks always has a bigger bang than probably most anywhere in the Midwest.
Well, you can buy them legally there, right?
Yes.
A lot of things you can't buy elsewhere.
Right.
That's what I've heard.
And we went up there, and we had a huge. It was basically like a big family union with friends and stuff like that. And no, I wasn't looking for dates, but we would. Seriously, we would fill up the back of the truck. Everybody would pitch in money. We'd bring in $400 or $500 worth of fireworks home. And we had six or seven of us lighting these things off for hours after the big dad would do barbecue chicken, and it was just a huge thing. And it went on for hours. The next day was horrible. It was cleanup day. Didn't like cleanup day. It was hot, humid.
It was all fun and games until you had to clean it up.
And then Dad would be out there at 6 o'clock. Yeah. Boys, just get up and clean. And we didn't go to bed till midnight. Get up and clean it up. So he'd go to work.
Oh,
we'd have to set up and clean up.
Clean up the mess.
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah,
horrible. Great to shoot them off, but cleanup is horrible.
It made you the quality citizen you are today.
Yeah,
right?
You bet.
Right.
Here's your question of the day. Have you ever not tipped wait staff?
Oh, I'm trying to think. Most of the time I do.
Most of the time I do.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
But there are certain times that I do not.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you don't ever see them. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yep, been there, done that.
And if they're real snooty.
Yeah, it's a tough job.
Well, 100%. I agree. But you know what? It doesn't hurt to be kind.
Or at least smile.
Right. Or, you know,
right. So
I do not tip at buffets, Phil.
You don't?
No.
No. Well, the other thing is sometimes you're caught, like it asks you, if you use your card, it asks you to tip for somebody that really hasn't done a service for you.
Yeah, I won't tip at buffets because I do everything.
Yeah.
You know?
My only tip is don't eat the blue stuff.
Don't eat. My tip is don't eat yellow snow.
Well, yes, indeed.
So
yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't tip at buffets. I don't. I would like to know if that's wrong or right, and I'm being serious about that.
I don't know. I mean, you and I have like eaten a lot.
Oh, 100%.
At a buffet,
and we didn't tip
the big buffet.
Yeah, yeah. The big buffet. Mm-hmm. Where was that? In Appleton.
Yeah, I think so. While we were waiting out the rain delay at state baseball.
We actually had a big buffet in Hardee's in Prairie du Chien one time.
Oh, we did.
As much food as you ordered.
Well, you're the one that ordered it.
Yeah, I did.
I regretted it for about 3 days.
I think we didn't eat forever.
Not that it wasn't. It was good food.
Yeah, it was really good food.
It was the volume.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you ordered way too much.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, speaking of buffet, I have the refrigerator regret casserole today for cooking with
nice.
Hank.
That was July is grilling month. Can we we grill this?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's 2:30 in the morning. I'm not starting my grill after this. You know it's late when you're standing in the kitchen wearing mismatched socks, the dog's staring at you like you lost your mind, and the refrigerator light is the brightest thing in your life, Philip. And that's only like a 30-watt bulb.
Yes.
The gourmet masterpiece, all right? You need 6 ingredients. 6 crackers that's been open since deer season.
Oh.
A handful of, not aged cheddar cheese, just cheddar cheese. A half a package of hot dogs. A spoonful of barbecue sauce. A tater chips from the bottom of the bag. And a pickle spear. And a pickle spear.
A spear.
And whatever
spare
left
pickle spear.
Yeah, and whatever leftovers in the plastic container, and nobody can identify anymore.
All right.
This is great at 2:30.
This is awesome.
Yeah, you can already tell you're not eating this.
Always got to have those crumbly chips,
don't
you?
Love the chips. Directions. Open the fridge and stare at it like answers to life are hiding behind the ketchup. Pull out every item that doesn't growl at you. Slice up them hot dogs and toss them in a skillet. If one falls on the floor, remember the 10-second rule applies after midnight.
Oh.
Not the 5-second rule, the 10-second rule. And you have to be quicker than Winston.
What about your min pins?
Yeah.
What
if you got to be quick. If something falls on the floor, they're pretty quick. So you have to, it's more than 10, it's like a 2-second rule.
Bet. And you don't want the dogs to get sick.
No. Yeah. No. No. Add the mystery leftovers. It doesn't matter what they are at 2:30 in the morning. Spaghetti, mashed potatoes, and you know, they're practically cousins in that morning. So whatever's left over, throw it in the skillet with the hot dogs. It's actually pretty good.
Huh.
What's even better if you have leftover tater tots, throw them right in the skillet.
Can't go wrong with tots.
Throw in the cheese and barbecue sauce. Stir it until it looks like something a country fair would either award first place or shut down immediately.
Yeah.
One or the other. Okay. Crush some tater chips and crackers on top for texture. That's a fancy word for I don't have any breadcrumbs. Okay. Here's your serving instructions, all right? So you're gonna put this all in that pan and just heat her up. Scoop onto a paper plate because nobody's washing dishes at this hour. Eat while leaning against the kitchen counter, periodically opening the refrigerator again, like even though you already know nothing has appeared in the last 3 minutes since you opened it.
Hmm.
And here's your optional sides. A pickle on the side if you're feeling healthy. And you like pickles on the side.
On the side.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hot sauce if you already made enough bad decisions. I like hot sauce that's not hot, just for taste.
Mild.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A cold beverage of your choice. Because hydration is important after eating something held together entirely by melted cheese.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And here's your hillbilly chef note, Phil. If this recipe turns out really good, you'll never be able to make it again because you won't remember what you put in it. And if it turns out terrible, well, that's why God invented breakfast and antacids.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Right. I'm sure you've got quite a stock up of Tums, don't you?
I can't use Tums. It doesn't have the... Tums don't help me, but I use...
Rolaids?
No, it don't have the... It has a...
Pepto-Bismol?
No. Oh, what's the other one?
Syrup of Epicac?
Starts with A. It's generic antacids, but it's not... It has a... Flinentine in it, or Flanentine. It's a different kind of medicine than what Tums and Rolaids has.
Clementine?
Not Clement. Well, yeah, I eat Clementine. 10 milligrams of Clementine. She hates me every morning.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, my darling. Anyway, you have something for us. The grandpa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What?
Hold on. Yeah. It's time for poor old Grandpa Phil's Attic Logic, sponsored by Salt Weedle's store in downtown Cazenovia since 1946. Oh, John and company up in Cazenovia. They've got a Cars Caz and conversation tomorrow.
Yes.
Chicken barbecue and things going on tomorrow. Grandpa Phil's wisdom, honest days work for honest days pay.
Yep.
There you go. Yep. Which means give your best effort.
All the time.
Get
all
rewarded.
The time. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That didn't always go well for young Phil, though, back in the day. You know, you live long enough, you kind of look back, and maybe you regret a few things.
Oh, 100%.
And some things
What's one thing that you regret?
Well, I don't know. There's probably a lot more than one thing.
No, I know.
Some of it was staying out quite late, and maybe I should have been home a little bit more, you know, and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Because I'd be out late, and then still have to work the next day and not be very...
See, I wish I would have
coherent.
Applied myself more at my schoolwork. I regret that every day.
Most definitely.
I really do. I just...
But my dear mother would say things like, Jim, he don't amount to a hill of beans.
And he's going to be work brittle.
Yeah, or another one. That kid barely has enough gumption to breathe. Gumption.
Gumption. That's awesome.
Takes a lot to breathe.
It does. Oh, I tell you what. I tell you what. If his body didn't tell him to breathe, he would be dead.
Exactly.
Anyway, the word of the day, Phil.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? It's rumor.
Hit me.
All right. It's a phrase used in an ultimatum concerning personal space.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Give me some room or get out of my bed.
Oh.
Boy. Give me some room or get out of my bed.
Room or.
Yeah, room or.
Boy.
Yeah.
Not learning anything here. We better take a break.
Back to the drawing board.
There you go.
Buddy, I hope you and your family and everybody out there, please have a safe 4th of July. Be safe, and be kind.
There you go. That's Hank Bray.